have you ever wore a strap-on?
Girl, stop talking. All the shit that people are thinking but not saying. I'm not even like drunk. I've just been like drinking. Does my podcast offend you? Men, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Women, hey bitches, are you ready? Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.
Hi. It's Monday. Happy Monday. Are you guys so excited that I'm back in action and releasing content? Ugh. It's literally, I felt like ahead of the game, so it's honestly been so much fun. I am solo this week, and for those of you who follow me on my personal Instagram, I posted NGL, that's what I'm thinking, where it's like anonymous questions, which is so funny because sometimes I put my questions box in my story and I'm like, okay, ask me anything. And I get like two responses because people are being lame. So if you're listening to this, all, you know, 150 of you, I'm going to need you to follow me on Instagram at Tatum Zoe, 3 E's. And anytime I write a questions box, I don't fucking care what the question is. Just don't be lame. Just write something. Give me something to rant about to help entertain the people, okay? So I really wanted to like record this also, but I'm trying not to overwhelm myself, so baby steps, okay? I promise you I have not looked at these, and I have no idea what I'm getting myself into. So here we fucking go. I did not come prepared with a TSA today. I feel like the only thing I want to do is talk shit about a specific person that is so difficult to talk about, but I'm not even going to go there. Okay, wait, I'm going to like leave it to you guys. Okay. What do you call, this is this week's TSA, okay? But I'm gonna let you guess the topic. And if you're listening, do me a favor, hit your phone on record. Unless you're driving, be careful, be stopped, and record what's about to come out of this audio of my mouth. And then I want you to answer out loud and tag me in your Instagram, okay? Put it on your story, answer the question for me, and I'll repost you, and we can all laugh together. Okay, are you ready? Okay. What do you call someone who comes to you and asks for your help? And then when you don't give them the hand-holding answer, they come back at you with an argument or upset because you didn't make it easy for them. What do you call that? I hope that gave you enough time to answer out loud. Now let me help you. A child! A six-year-old throwing a fucking temper tantrum. How old are we? Today's fucking TSA is don't act like a little fucking six-year-old when you're 30 plus years old. We are all adults. You're more than capable of finding the answers to your problems, okay? And I'm going to keep it vague. I hope you like to play along. I really appreciate all of you who are going to tag me. Now let's get into this fucking episode. Okay, you know I have to do the ASMR little wine pour to get started. Even though my glass is full, I just feel like this is very OG girl stop talking. Oh, the I'm fucking dead. The cap is on. Hold on. There we go. Maybe... Maybe no more. I hope you guys are drinking with me. I know it's Monday, but I think you deserve a drink. So maybe, you know, if you're listening on your way to work or whatever, I hope this makes you have a better day. Because for me, it's Friday night and I wanted to have a lot of fun. So here we are. Okay, first one. Gotta make sure I don't spill this glass of wine on me. I really just feel like I'm here with my girlfriends right now. Okay. Oh, God. I'm going to answer every single one. I have not opened these, I promise. First one. Is personality or looks more important to you? Oh. Okay. I have always said, well, not always, but recently, I have said, you have to find yourself a solid 7. And this is why. Okay, this could literally be a whole fucking episode, but especially when it comes to men, like the man you're dating cannot be the hotter one, okay? Like you have to be the hotter one. He has to understand that you are so far out of his league and he is lucky to have you there. And that's quite literally how the best relationships work. You know what happens when you choose looks over personality? You end up with a fucking textbook narcissist who's trying to control your life and he still has a small dick. So like, really, what is the benefit here? Fucking brains over beauty. Personality over looks. Listen, you have to be attracted to someone regardless. So like, there has to be an attraction. I get that. But you got to find yourself a solid 7. I think I have another episode that I've been wanting to post that's similar like that. So we'll see when that comes out. But I have 24 of these. So I'm not sure how detailed the rest of them are going to be. So we'll see as we move forward. Next question. Have you ever had any surgery? Yeah, I have. I got my tits done in 2018. The best $6,000 I've ever spent in my life. That's the only surgery I've ever had. The rest of it is like all natural, other than like my nails, my lashes, my spray tan, my hair color. But other than that, this personality though. Just the boobs. That's all. I actually recently have been thinking about wanting to get lipo just because I'm sure as the rest of you moms know that little pooch, which is one of the reels that went viral on my Instagram. I had a bunch of people telling me I had a fupa. I have literally had this belly my whole fucking life, even before I had my child. So it was like a baby belly that turned into my like a baby belly. Like it was like my baby fat and then it was like my baby's baby fat on my belly. And it is just the most stubborn area. And I am like not even fucking kidding you where I am like this close to just being like, you know what? I have worked so hard to gain muscle and tone up. And this is like the one spot that I do not see any progress no matter what I do. So I think lipo is going to be the next surgery, but I hear it's like an awake lipo kind of situation. So, you know, fingers crossed, I'll keep you guys posted. I am not the one to like hide that shit. I really don't care. I would let everyone know. I will give you the referral code. I got you. When was the last time you pissed the bed? What? Are people still doing this? I'm really trying to think. Listen, like, I honestly, like, as an adult, I don't think I've ever pissed the bed. And I'm not, like, I don't have, like, an alcohol problem. So, like, I think that's, like, another time when people end up, like, pissing the bed is when they get, like, blackout drunk and they just fucking pee in the bed. I think the closest I've ever came as an adult to pissing the bed. Okay, wait. Well, I just thought of two. My first one, I was going to say, like, the good old sneeze and pee, you know, Shout out to all my moms out there. Do your Kegels, girl. Like after you have a baby, those muscles down there just like aren't as strong because it, your body is changing and you have to like clench those muscles to be able to not like to be able to sneeze without like peeing yourself. That's like peeing, but not in the bed. I think my second answer to this question, now that I'm thinking about it, is like, I know that the squirting and the peeing, people are like, it's one of the same. But the thing that's different about it is that, like, the squirt comes out of the vagina and the pee comes out of the urethra, I think is what it's called. So if we're counting squirting as peeing, quite often. Next. Have you ever had a threesome? Yes, I've had plenty. By plenty, I think that means three if you look up the word. I have had two girls, one guy. And then I think I've actually had two, three girls. Listen, I never went to college, so I didn't get like my college years to like explore and whatever. So like I took that upon myself to just figure that out and have fun sexually with the people that I felt comfortable with. And they were quite some time ago. But it was a lot of fun. Also, here's the thing that's different. I've never had one with in a committed relationship. When I had them, I was single and I didn't have to like worry about anyone else. And then obviously there was a lot of partying involved, and take that with what you will. But yes, I think now being in a relationship, it's definitely a different conversation because obviously you want to feel like there's trust and you're safe and you don't want to have these like hard like exemptions. Like you still want, the way I look at it now is like I want to like have fun and enjoy that with a partner, but it isn't just like a throw yourself into it and figure it out later. It definitely is a conversation where it's like you have to discuss like what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with. I've really like put myself in the position to be like, could I literally see this happening in front of me? And like it's not like a hard no, it's genuinely like I'm not sure how it would make me feel. I think if there are like specific like guidelines and like boundaries, it would obviously make me feel better. But I do think that like the most ideal threesome situation in a committed relationship would be on vacation, because then you don't like, you don't have to deal with the person. You can like get their number, but you never have to see them again. They're not in your immediate friend group. You know what I mean? Okay, I really feel like I'm blowing through these. Like, how did I already answer 4 questions? Okay, let's see. Have you ever been with a girl? Well, I literally just answered that question. The answer is yes. Yep, solo and in a threesome situation. It's funny because the first time was obvious. It was, I guess I shouldn't say obvious, but was a complete like drunk scenario, which was totally unexpected. And it really caught me off guard. It was with one of my best friends and we had gone to a party. I'm leaving out details because I don't want you fucking bitches to guess who it was. If you know, you know. We went to a party. We were drinking. We were having fun. I think she was like rolling or something, or took some like MDMA. And we were just like hanging out with our friends. We're staying at my mom's house. Sorry, mom. Pretty sure she just listened to this because she knows not to. But I remember we were just hanging out and then we like went back to my mom's house and we just started hooking up, and it was like seriously, out of nowhere, like, I remember thinking in the morning, like, how the fuck did that even happen? But, like, you know, when you're younger and you're in high school, you just, like, love your girlfriends, like, you make out with them, whatever. Like, I guess one thing just led to the other. But it was so funny and, like, awkward in the morning because neither of us, like, knew what to say because it was, like, the first experience for both of us. And even though we were, like, besties and had been for a while, we were just kind of like, what does this mean? So shout out, girlfriend. If you are listening, this one's for you. But yeah, it was funny because I could like smell myself on her when she was talking to me. And I just remember thinking like I'd never even said anything to her because it was like so hard for me to admit that this had even actually happened. I'm trying to tell like a story with each question and like make them a little different. I thought this would be 2 episodes long, but we'll see what happens. You're going to get it. You're going to get it all. Next, how did you meet your mans? Oh, wow. We're really switching up the tone of the podcast. Okay. I don't think I've actually ever told this story. So this is one of my favorite stories to tell. And we actually, what day is it? Friday. We actually celebrated our 4-year anniversary of when we met yesterday. So that's pretty crazy. It's honestly so wild. I want to give like a little backstory because before we met, I was like a serial dater, always going on dates, always on the apps. Like there was one point in my life where I had enough leftovers in my fridge. I didn't even have to make breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And I would like use this content of all my horrible dates to talk about at my work with my lash clients. And it was just like a fun thing. And then I started getting serious about it. And I was like, damn, I just like want to be in love. I want to fall in love. And so I was dating and dating and dating. And I just got so fucking sick of it. And I finally, like the summer before I met him, I was like, you know what? I'm fucking done. And for those of you that don't think manifestation is real, I swear that I like manifested this relationship before I even knew that this is what it was going to be. I got so sick and tired of dating on the apps and online dating that I swore off of them. I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not online dating. I'm deleting all the apps. I'm just not doing it anymore. If I'm going to meet someone, I'm going to meet them in person organically through friends. And, you know, that's how I want it to happen. I'm like, I'm done looking. I'm sick and tired. I was actually, there was like a guy that I had met on the apps that I ran into in person. And I thought like he was the one at first, but it was like a test, you know? And so when I was seeing this guy, a different guy, not the guy that I'm with now. And we were hanging out for like 6 weeks, taking it really slow. I wanted to make sure he was like a good guy, all this, that, and the other. And then one day, one of my girlfriends, shout out Stephanie, gotta give her a little credit. She's been on the podcast before. Can't remember the exact episode number, but it was borderline personality disorder with Stephanie Slaughter. And she hit me and my girlfriends up one day and she was like, hey, I met this guy and he reached out to me on Instagram and invited me to go on his boat. And we're like, oh, that's cool. Like, how'd you meet him? She's like, oh, he's Ship Fam. Like, we went on this rave and it was like on a cruise ship and he was there. He's Ship Fam. That's what she kept saying. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, she's met this guy. Like, he has a friend that has a boat and they invited us out. And there was 4 of us that Stephanie had invited. And this was like back in the day when she was doing a lot of drinking, to say the least. And she was like, okay, you guys, like I'm going out. This was the night before. So the weekend we were going to go on the boat, I actually had a brow appointment. I was going to get my eyebrows ombre'd or whatever. But then Stephanie was like, okay, we're going on the boat. And I was like, bitch, bet. like, I'm not missing the boat. Like, I had my mom's boyfriend had a boat when I was younger. I loved that shit. I'm like, I hadn't been on one in so long. I'm like, I don't care what I have to do. I'm going on the fucking boat. Okay. I canceled my appointment. I'm like, going on the boat. My friend Stephanie, she was like, okay, so I'm going out the night before and I'm definitely not going to be awake when we have to leave because we had to be at Lake Pleasant at like 8 a.m. or like 9 a.m. or something. We lived in like Mesa and Tempe, so it was like a 45-minute drive. So we had to like get up and be going in the morning. She's like, hey, I'm not going to be awake. I'm going to leave my door unlocked. Like, just come to my house. I like, wake me up and then we will leave. And I was like, okay, bet. My friends were like, okay, yeah, sure. So sure enough, the morning comes, right? Stephanie is not answering the phone. My two other friends were like getting all sketched out and they were like, I don't know. This just seems sketchy. Like, we don't know who these people are. And like, Stephanie isn't answering and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys, she literally told us she wasn't going to answer and she's leaving her door unlocked. I'm like, you aren't coming? They're like, no, we're going to bail. I don't think I'm going to come. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, fuck that. I'm going. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care what happens. I'm going on the fucking boat. And I get to Stephanie's house, walk in, the door is unlocked. I got inside. And I'm like, hey, bitch, it's time to fucking go. Wake her ass up. We called a Lyft from Mill Avenue because that's where she worked at the time. And it was an $84 Lyft at like 8 a.m. Okay. Because we both knew we were going to get sloshed. We're like, we're going on the boat. Like, we're not fucking driving. Okay. We're getting hammered. We get to the lake and it's so cute. Okay. I still remember the guys have like stopped listening. They're like, oh, she's not talking about threesomes anymore. Like, oh, yawn. I still remember like walking in to like meeting these friends, right? So wait, I got to back up for a second. So we're in the Lyft and we're talking to the Lyft driver. We stop at the store to like pick up some drinks. And so when we're in the Lyft driver's like, hey, you know, make sure you guys are being safe. Like, I've heard some things about out there. You got to be careful, blah, blah, blah. And then that's when I was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, Stephanie's met them, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's going to be fine. And Stephanie's like, I haven't met them. I'm like, what? And like, I just want to explain, like, this friend that I'm talking about, she is like known for hanging out with people that are not great. Okay. And so that's why I think my other two friends bailed because they're like, seems sketch. Not sure about all that. And I'm like, sitting here. Okay, so what do you mean you haven't met him? I thought you said he was like ship fam. Like you guys met on Holy Ship. And she's like, oh no, we didn't meet on Holy Ship, but like he was there. I'm like, okay, that's great. He was there, but you haven't met him. So I have no idea what I'm walking. I'm literally thinking I'm walking into the worst possible situation that could ever happen, which is wild because it was actually the opposite as I'm sitting in the studio in my man's house recording this episode. And so they were like, yeah, we're at Lake Pleasant. Like the friend that invited Stephanie said that they were in an RV because Zach was like camping there in the RV that weekend. So we find the RV and I still remember like walking in and just seeing like Zach sitting there and he had his shirt off. And my first three thoughts were like, damn, he's like tan, fit, and he has a great smile. Like he just looked so happy. And I was like, oh, like he's kind of cute. And then I'm like, Stephanie, who's your friend? And so the friend that invited Stephanie was actually one of Zach's friends, but it was Zach's beau. So, you know, long story short, we ended up having a day on the lake, and that's kind of how we met. The funny ending of the story is that we were like driving into the sunset at the end of the day. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, this is so hot. This is like his boat. And we're like driving into the sunset. And he like went and grabbed his like fingers inched over to mine. And he grabbed my hand. And then I was like, oh, he's kind of nervous. That's cute. So I like grabbed his hand and went and sat on his lap while he was driving the boat. And I was just like, this is top tier. We went back to the RV and like, this is who I am. Okay. The drunk Tatum, Stacia, my drunk alter ego. She was like, we're all sitting there talking in the RV and he like kind of like went back into the back and I don't know what he was doing back there, but I was like looking into the back and Stacia to Tatum was like, you should do it. And Tatum was like, I don't know if I should do it. That makes me nervous. And Stacia's like, no, you need to go do it. Just go fucking do it. Get up and go do it. What do you have to lose? And Tatum's like, oh, fuck. Okay. And Stacia's like, hell yeah, bitch. So I walk back there, shut the door. He turns around kind of confused, like, what's going on? Pushed him on the bed, straddled him, started making out with him. I can't even believe I'm telling this. I'm like thinking of the people that could be listening to the story and I'm just like, do I even say this right now? Basically tried to hook up with him. And then I asked if he had a condom and he said no. And then I got like embarrassed. Then like Stacia like kind of disappeared and Tatum took over because when you're out fucking around, you better be fucking safe. Even though it sucks, you better be safe. And I was like, oh, fuck, he doesn't have a condom. What do you do now? There's nothing you could do now. You got to go. It's time to run. So then I was like immediately abort, got off. He's like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm like, okay, well, that was like nice to meet you. My Uber's here. Like, I got to go. And he's like sitting there like, what? Like tent pitched, doesn't even know what just happened. And then I left. The beauty about this whole story is that I actually like left some of my shit there. So I ended up having to come back around to get it. And, you know, 4 years later, here we are. So yeah, that's cute. I love it when people ask, like I give them a short term version where they're like, oh, how'd you meet your man? I was like, oh, I met him on his boat. Cause I feel like that really just sums it all up. Okay. Let's see what else you guys have for me. Who is your role model? I don't really know. My role model. Like, who do I look up to? I think, like, there's different categories for different things in my life. Like, in my business, excuse me, I look at some of the other girls in the lash industry and I see like what they've done with their businesses, like the trainings that they have or the product that they're selling or literally even just like how many followers they have on Instagram. And, you know, I kind of look up to those things or people that like post reels all the time or have all this content. And I'm just like, how the fuck do you do it? Like, there's just so much going on with life and I just don't get it. So I do have like certain, like in the work industry, I have certain lash role models, which you guys probably wouldn't know exactly who. I think in the podcast industry, I do have like some role models. A lot of the podcasts I listen to, I would absolutely love to be a part of the bigger industry and do collabs with these people. Like first and foremost, Alexandra Cooper on Call Her Daddy, especially with her new network Unwell. I'm just like manifesting that one for the future. That obviously takes a lot of time and effort, but you know, I know that I am capable of creating something fucking great. So it's just, I have so many good ideas. It's like, love the podcast, but it's not contributing to my income. So it's a hobby, you know, it's like, how much are you going to put into your hobbies before they help you thrive in a money making way? And then I think I also love, Violetta Benson. Her podcast is Almost Adulting. Hannah Burner, love her podcast, Burning in Hell, Sex with Emily, Dr. Emily. Ugh, these people, like, I listen to on the weekly, like, every single week, and I have been for years, especially Call Her Daddy was the first podcast I've ever listened to. I started listening at the 14th episode, and it would literally be a dream to be in that position. So over here, manifesting greatness. Those are my podcast role models. Okay. have you ever wore a strap on? No, we're back into the kinky shit. I have never worn a strap on, and I was gonna say I've never even had a dildo, but I do have one now. I can't give details because I made promises to people, but I have never pegged anyone. I have never worn a strap-on with another woman. I think personally, because I am in the relationship that I'm in, well, I know that that's not what my partner is interested in, so I know I don't have to worry about that. But I personally, like, it does, I am not attracted by it. I don't think I would feel like turned on or satisfied by being in such a dominant role and position like that. Okay. Do you like anyone at the moment? Yeah. Yes, I do. I'm going to take this question in another way. This person clearly hasn't been involved in my life. So do I like anyone at the moment? Yes. This is gonna come as maybe a shock, but Post Malone, not in like an attractive, like an attraction type of like, but just as like a person type of like. I recently saw him on a podcast, and I'm not like a big person that's like into celebrities, celebrity drama, music even. Like I'm just like not the kind of person that's gonna like put together music, put together playlists, look at new songs. It's just not who I am. It doesn't fulfill me. And yeah, I've liked Post Malone's music. But then I saw him on this podcast and I was like, oh my God, he is the sweetest, like most kind, like goofy, genuine person. And it's so wild because like his rap personas seem so different. So I would say if I like anyone right now, it's Post Malone. You guys could add him and, you know, let him know if you're homies. My favorite sport. I really like water sports. The boat is like my favorite thing to be on. I'm almost a pro surfer now. No, not really. Surfing's fun. I like that a lot. I think that would be considered a sport. I don't really play sports. I think the most sporty I get is like me trying to make myself come. Next question. What's the last thing you ate? Ugh. Okay. Literally just had dinner and we love, and by we, I mean my man, but cooking, what the fuck are they called? Tomahawk steaks. You know, you can get like a fucking $25 to $40 tomahawk steak at Walmart. Anywhere you go to buy that piece of meat is going to be like $160+ at a restaurant. So we do that a lot because I love meat in my mouth. And so we cooked a tomahawk, and then we normally just do like a rocket salad, like some arugula. Tonight I did arugula with the Skinny Girl raspberry vinaigrette and a couple slices of bread with salted butter. So fucking good. So good. I love me some steak. Also, if you're in Arizona, Rodizio's, the Brazilian steakhouse, another fave. We go there often. Someone asked, do you have any piercings? Yes. I used to have a lot back in my high school days. Since then, they've all rejected. I had a lot of dermals, not so much anymore. So what I do have, belly button, my Monroe, oh my God, I have like nothing. I have my ears pierced. I have my second holes pierced. And I have one nip piercing. I used to have two, but I've gotten them done a couple of times. The first time was with my friend Nick G. He pierced them in his room at his mom's house. They only lasted for so long because it was highly unprofessional, not in a sanitary space. One of them kind of got fucked up, so I took them out. And then I got them redone with my mom on her birthday. And I had it in for a while, but it was weird because the one that I had issues with before, it was like it was rejecting. So if I would have kept the piercing in, I would have, my nipple would have been split in half, which looked, sounds crazy, and like also would have looked crazy. So I ended up taking that out. So right now I just have one, and I kind of like to think of it as like my two personalities, you know, like, well, not even, because I feel like Tatum and Stacia both have their nipples pierced, but I like, one likes to party, one just a little more chill, you know, and everybody's here for a good time. Oh, and I used to have my tongue pierced, but I took it out because my man said that he can't feel it, and I'd been wanting to take it out for a while, and I just knew, like, you know, I had to, like, commit to it because I'm never going to get that piercing again because I remember how horrible it was. So I don't want to do that to myself. I took that out, like, a couple years ago, so I haven't even tried to put the piercing back in. I'm sure it's, like, you know, it's done. It's, like, how old are you going to be with a tongue piercing, you know? You can only be so old. Unless you're, like, a tattoo artist or something. Or in the porn industry. I don't know. How are you doing mentally? You know, it comes and goes in waves, to be honest. Like, in general, I'm doing fine. And life is good. It's busy. It's overwhelming. I always have a lot going on. But I know, like, dude, the PMS and the hormonal, like, rage and just fucking spiral is insane. So it's like, you know, depending on my overall, how I'm feeling can also depend on mentally. Oh my gosh. I'm like, give me a second. Okay. Sorry. I had like a weird hiccup. Come on. Yeah, I think mentally I'm doing good. I'm actively in therapy, which I know I haven't talked about in a while. I've been doing it for about a year. And I truly feel like it's just helped me grow and value so much more about myself and my time and the things that I want for my relationships. So, you know, if you are struggling and you don't know what to do and you want to change your life, I think you need to talk to someone about it. Therapy is great. Do you even like school? Who asked this? I'm not in school. I've been out of school for a while and I never even graduated college. Next question. You should get a tattoo. This is sent with love from Team NGL. So I think these are like robot questions. I have a lot of tattoos. I think like once they become full pieces, people stop counting them as actual like tattoos. So I think technically because I have my sleeve, it's one, but like I got them done individually in a lot of pieces. So I have my sleeve, my back piece, a side piece. I have a lip tattoo that says, oh, and I have one on my hip. That was for my birthday with a friend of mine. It says stay wild. I do want another one. I'm going to keep that and like a little MIA until I can find the right person for it. Do you think, no, this is another dumb one. I'm not doing that. I've had a crush on you for years and you still don't know. Laugh my ass off. Chunk, is that you? Because I do know. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even think he listens, but that's pretty funny. Well, unfortunately for you, I've been taken for 4 years. You probably had a chance for a while if you knew me before that, but now it's a little late. So good thing this was anonymous. Otherwise, your feelings would be probably more hurt. What was your worst day ever? Wow, this is hard. I feel like it's contextual almost. Like, are we talking like childhood trauma, adult trauma, like, you know, legal things. What do I even say? I think like my worst life events ever were my crazy toxic relationship that like literally made me fear my life. That is also a story for another time. However, your 20s are traumatic and you learn the hard lessons. I'll say that. I had a very psycho ex who I had to put a restraining order on, and he just so happened to be dating a girl in my apartment complex. After I put the restraining order on him, they were already dating and somehow. He also coordinated with my son's father, and they basically both tried to like, quote, ruin my life, if you will, and take these small fractions of things that they thought they had against me, even though like one was a drug addict, narcissist, crazy psycho person that would like show up and throw rocks at my window and cuss me out and follow me around Old Town Scottsdale and like threaten me to like scare me and show up at places that I was at. And then the other one was like a deadbeat who just wasn't around for a long time and still wasn't being the best on having a relationship with his child. So, you know, it's like, it's a weird thing, but when two narcissists get together and they think they have something and they see someone full of light and opportunity and they just take the one thing that they think they have and they just try and tear you apart. So I think that was like the worst situation of my life, which I plan on speaking about in the future. However, I don't want to go down that road at the moment. What's your favorite song? Oh my God. Okay. I don't like me. Like I like music, but I'm not like a good music person. So my soul lives in the early 2000s. I love Ashanti, Nelly, some Usher, like Ying Yang Twins. Like I like, you know, if I had to like pick one song that I love to sing on blast right now, it's probably Miley Cyrus Flowers. And that's only because, first of all, the song is great. Everybody knows it. It's trendy. You can just blast it. And like when you're singing it, everybody's so into it. I love that. Love it. Okay. How do you bring up going to couples counseling to your partner? Wow. Okay. Let's talk about something real. I love this question. I've learned this from a sex therapist. Okay. You want to focus on the three T's of communication. This is forever trademarked by Dr. Emily. And it's those T's stand for tone, turf, and timing. Okay. Each one of those things means something. So the way you want to bring something like this up is you want to have the right tone. You want to be light. You want to be curious. You want to be understanding. You want to ask questions. Turf is where you're at. You don't want to be like in a public place. You want to be somewhere where it's comfortable, like at home, or you're showering, or you're getting ready in the morning, or, you know, somewhere where it's like peaceful, comfortable. And then timing is, you know, you don't want to do it at a time where emotions are high. You don't want to do it in the bedroom. You don't want to do it when you're in an argument or your partner is doing something that you don't like and you're like, yeah, you need therapy. You know, you don't want to do that. The timing, these three T's of communication are a great stepping stone to be able to have adult conversations with the person that you love because you want to be with them. The goal is to be able to figure it out. It's not to fight. So turf, tone, timing, those things are very important. You want to do it when you guys are having fun together, when you're cooking dinner and you're talking about your relationship, or you're like just hanging out and joking with each other and having a good time, watching TV. There's no like craziness or distractions going on. Your tone, you want to be understanding and not attacking. Like, depending on the situation of what you want the couple's therapy to be, I think would depend on how you bring it up. So, let me try and use an example here. The first thing that I learned in couples therapy was to use I statements. So you never want to go into a conflict or a conversation with someone saying, you did this, you did that, you make me feel. Because when you tell someone the way they make you feel, you're actually not holding yourself accountable for the way you're feeling. So the correct statement for that is, I feel when you. I'll give you an example. Like, I feel upset. Or I feel upset when you belittle me in front of your friends. That is like a perfect statement to be like, it makes me mad. I'm upset when you talk shit about me, or when you say like, oh, that doesn't matter. Because you're holding yourself accountable for your feelings. It's not, you always belittle me in front of your friends and you don't understand how that makes me feel. No one, when you like start blaming someone for the way you're feeling, they automatically get on the defense. They're not listening to you. They're just trying to defend the words that you're saying. So I think when it comes to wanting to bring up couples therapy with your partner, you first have to ask yourself, you know, what is the goal of me bringing couples therapy up, right? Because there's obviously something going on that is hurting you with the person that you want to be with. So it's like, what's the why? Like, why would you be going? And then you have to think about your own accountability. Like, what is it that I'm feeling and why? Or, you know, what is it that's going on that makes me feel this way, and why do I feel this way? And then I think answering those questions, you can have a better conversation using the 3 T's of communication, tone, turf, and timing, to bring this up to your partner. Now, the other side of this conversation is kind of a bigger thing, because anyone that like loves you deeply, truly loves you and wants to better your connection and your relationship will be able to understand how you're feeling, even if it makes them upset, even if they feel upset, you're allowed to be upset by something that someone says. Like, you're allowed to have your own feelings. That's fine. And you don't have to agree with the other person, but you, if you're in a relationship with someone, like, you do need to like listen to what they have to say. And I think anyone in like a healthy working relationship, they would want to better understand their partner and better understand how they feel when certain situations happen and how they can like navigate those situations in a healthy way. On the other hand, if you're dealing with someone that's toxic, okay, this is probably not going to go well. They'll probably turn it around on you and say, well, you know, I wouldn't act this way if you just did this. No. That's manipulation. That is someone not taking like responsibility for their own actions. So if you're dealing with someone that's in a toxic relationship, or honestly, in my opinion, if you're with someone and you're like bringing up something that really means something to you, and you're like, I love you, I want this to work, and this is how I feel, and this like, you know, and I want to solve this, and like, we can't solve this together because I feel like you're not hearing me, and I feel like I'm not hearing, or maybe they feel like you're not hearing them. In my opinion, like, if my partner wasn't open and like ready to contribute, to go to therapy, why would you want to be with someone like that? Why would you want to be with someone that's not going to like invest time and energy and effort into bettering not only you, not only them, but your relationship? Because those three things, they're all different. There's you, there's them, and then there's the relationship. And I think in general, if you're dealing with someone that refuses to go to therapy, they don't want to get help, they like try and manipulate you like you're the problem, even though you're the one that's trying to talk about, disengage, and resolve the problem, you're not going to get anywhere with that. You don't have someone that's emotionally capable of loving you the way that you need to be loved. So I hope that one helps. I got a little bit of a dry mouth here. Hold on. Oh my God, the fucking the cap. Why do I think it's open? Okay, hold on. Wow. Oh my God, I think there's thunder outside. I first thought someone was like taking the trash can around the gravel, but I keep hearing it. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I think it's storming up here. Okay. Let's see. Favorite hobby. Right now, my favorite hobby is fucking podcasting. I am so sad that it took me so long to get back. I have no goals for myself other than to be consistent. And, you know, what really keeps me going is all of the listeners that are supporting me. And it sounds so fucking cheesy, but let me tell you something really quick. I haven't talked about this. When Zach and I were on our way to Europe, we were waiting for our flight. I was like a couple of drinks in, because when I think of the airport and traveling, I just think of drinking. I'm like, I don't care what I'm fucking doing. I literally do not care. Like, I don't care what fucking time it is. It could be 6 a.m. as like when the bars are open. Like, I don't care what time my flight is. Like, we're having a cocktail. I don't care. Like, it's time to party. We're having fun. Whatever, whatever. And this is like, it's so crazy to me. So we're like waiting for our flight. I was a couple drinks in, waiting for our flight to go to Europe, or to start the track to go to Europe. And I'm like sitting there, me and Zach are just talking. And like this guy and this girl are like, kind of like walk up, and he's like, hi, like, you're Tatum. Like, we listen to your podcast. And I'm like, what? Like fucking screaming. Okay. So embarrassing. You know, it's like when the airplane is boarding and everybody's all fucking quiet, and I'm sitting there like tipsy and buzz, and this couple came up to me, a shout out to Megan and Lance. They came up to me and they're like, yeah, we listened to your show, and like, what's up? Like, why haven't you been like making fucking episodes? Like, what's going on? And so, first of all, I was like so thrown off. I was not thinking anything like that would even ever happen. That's like wild to me. And we just kind of like started talking, and I just thought it was so great. And, you know, they were both so sweet. They were traveling to Spain, and, you know, I got to sit and talk with them for a little bit, and they were like, oh, I'm sure people come up to you all the time. And, you know, to be honest, I was so fucking nervous when they came up to me, because I'm like, oh my God, there's like this expectation that I'm like this type of person. And like, you know, and I'm always saying like, if you see me in person, come say hi. I love that. But this is like the first real time that I have been recognized for my podcast ever. And I remember Lance said something to me, and he's like, I'm sure you get, you know, recognized all the time. And I don't think I like mentioned it in the conversation. I have gotten recognized for my Instagram, for some of the content I posted on Instagram, but I have literally never been recognized for the podcast. So for them to like come up and say something, I just thought like that was the nicest thing. And like, it's crazy because when you like see someone that you follow online, you're like, oh my God, like I love their content. They're so fun. They're so funny, whatever. Like, it'd be so cool to meet them. And then you meet them. Like, I've been in that position where I've like met someone I've seen online or followed for a while. And I thought that was so cool. But then to like be on the other side where it's like, I'm the person that the people think was so cool to meet. It just like the way I felt, I just like had this huge like emotion of like gratitude. I'm like, you're excited to meet me, but I'm like, this is so cool. I'm like, this is as cool for me as I think it is for you, because oh my God, like this is great. I'm like, this is literally that little push of these. First of all, it was literally strangers. I did not know them. I hadn't met them ever before. It wasn't just like friends of friends who listened to the podcast. It was literally complete strangers that came up to me in like a fucking random environment. And at the time I was feeling so stuck and I hadn't posted or like released any content in a while. And it is just like the fucking push, you know? It's like they came up to me and I'm like, they're like, why haven't you been posting anything? Like, we, you know, your content is so great and you give really good advice and all this. And it's just like those little things like may seem like so minuscule for someone to say, but it's like those compliments mean everything to me, because that is like quite literally what pushed me to keep going. I'd been thinking about it for so long and I'm just like, it felt like I'm in this creative block and I don't know what to do. And then they came up and they were just like, bitch, where you been? So that was really fucking cool. And I just feel so grateful to, you know, have people that are just genuinely so interested in my show. That's so cool. I was so loud because I'm obviously a loud bitch in general. And then me and Zach got on the plane and I like looked at him and I'm like, I'm a star. Okay. We're so close to being done. I have three left. Don't leave me on open, please. Next question. Your last song on Spotify. Let me look. Like the last song I searched, my son is obsessed with this song called Sea Shanty. I don't know if I'm allowed to like play music on here. I know I'm not like that big, but it's like a chant song, about like back in the day. I'll just like play a little bit. This is how there once was a ship that put to sea. Yeah, I don't know. It's like that. He's obsessed with it. So you'll have Sea Shanty. The shanty like the boat. Oh my God, it's literally pouring rain outside. That's crazy. Okay, last but not least, what's your favorite book? You know what? I'm not a strong reader. I'm trying to be better. I have two books that I got from two podcasters that I listen to, both of which I have not opened. I think the last book that I read that I remember loving was 50 Shades of Grey. And could we imagine anything less? Okay. And, you know, we're going to wrap it up right there. I fucking missed this. I just want to say thank you, everyone who supports me and listens every 2 weeks. I will continuously be releasing bi-weekly episodes from now until I get too overwhelmed to do it anymore. Again, if you see me in person, come say hi. Let's take pics. If you're listening to this in the car or at work or in your headphones, do me a favor, take a little screen recording or video and tag me. I'll repost you. Tell some friends, subscribe, please leave a review. I'm pretty sure you can leave as many reviews as you want. Like, give me your honest, open thoughts. When I write some stuff in my Instagram story, fucking respond. Don't be fucking lame. Follow me, Tatum Zoe with 3 E's, Girl Stop Talking Podcast on Instagram, YouTube. yeah, that's about it. Okay, happy fucking Monday, bitches. And in a couple weeks, we're going to have a Miss Domina Reza on, a dominatrix that I had come to my house, no pun intended, and we have some fun content for that one too. So thanks for supporting me. Fucking love you. Bye.
Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.